Looking at the title of your chair, it's sponsored not just by NSERC, but also by oil sands reclamation and also by coal reclamation. Tell me about that. You've got an awful lot on your plate if you're dealing with both oil sands reclamation and reclaiming old mine sites for coal.
Yeah, that's true. But both of them represent severe disturbances on the landscape, and they're just in different settings. Most of the coal mines we have are in agricultural settings on the private lands, and while the oil sands is clearly in the boreal forest, and so it represents different forest types. However, the commonality between the sites is that both areas want to regrow some forests, and one of the species I'm working with, aspen, is prevalent in both areas, and so that's the reason why I'm working with these different partners on this research.
Well, what would you consider your challenges in this area?
Well, the challenges are a multitude, really. My work focuses mostly on the establishment of trees, but as many of your listeners know, that plants need a lot of things in order to grow, so we have to deal with water, with light, with nutrients, and competition in order to get these trees to establish on these sites and to thrive and to create the structure we need, what we call a forest. A forest without trees is not really a forest, so we are trying to get these trees back onto the landscape, and that's the biggest challenge.
You have a lot of grad students working for you. What are some of the areas that you're looking at?
Yeah, I have several grad students who are working in the area of seedling quality. They are looking at what makes a seedling a good seedling, what helps the seedling to establish on the site. I also look at areas which relate to vegetation establishment other than the trees, so what grows in the understory or potential understory of a forest, and how is that influenced by the types of substrates we have on these reclamation sites. I also collaborate quite a bit with colleagues, and we have grad students together who look at the soil-plant interactions and how plants pick up water and nutrients. And so, yeah, it's a wide range of research which all circles around the plant and how the plant interacts with its environment.
Well, when you look at forestry, if it's a logging company that's coming through and is trying to regrow the forest on a cut block, it's a lot easier with aspen than it is when you're actually dealing with, first of all, filling up big holes in the ground and then trying to get it to grow. Are we asking too much to try and reclaim these sites?
No, I don't think we ask too much. It's only we have to realize that when we reestablish these forests on these reclamation sites, we will have initially, clearly, a different outcome than what we would have on, let's say, harvested forest sites. Because in harvested sites, we really just remove the above-ground material, and if there's little disturbance to the forest floor, particularly in aspen, these trees are able to resprout from their root systems and create a new forest. Of course, in mining, we can't do that because, as you already mentioned, we're going to dig a big hole and dig soil out and pile it up somewhere and then either put it back into the hole, or we are building hills surrounding our mine areas and these need to be revegetated. And of course, there's no propagules, what we call these root systems of the aspen in the soil, available anymore, so we have to really plant everything from scratch.
One of the presentations today looked at whether or not it was practical to actually dig out the full forest floor and then just take that and transplant that compared to perhaps putting in new seedlings. What are some of the things that would be a concern with that particular project?
Well, it's not really a concern because the areas we are what we call salvage are truly areas which will be mined. So we are actually taking advantage of sites which we already have and would be normally just piled up in stockpiles somewhere, and we lose the viability of these propagules. And so that opportunity is being lost. And so what we are trying to do is create an opportunity to transfer these materials from those sites directly onto a reclamation site and take advantage of those propagules and get a more diverse system just on its own without having to plant as many of the species, and we gain more species than we can actually plant. So I think it is not only good to do this, this is actually a step forward in what we are doing with these sites, which are being mined any which way. So the way we're going to use them is probably the better way than piling them somewhere and wait and then move them twice. Actually, the amount of effort is actually double if you stockpile stuff, because you dump it in a stockpile and then you move it from the stockpile to the reclamation site. And if you move it directly from the salvage site to the reclamation site, it's one step versus two steps.
How have things changed over, say, the last 20 years? What are we doing different now than what we did in the beginning when we were first thinking about reclamation?
Oh, that's a very good question. I haven't been long enough around in the business of reclamation research, but I've seen older sites and so on, and people have gone with the knowledge they had at the time. So in some of the reclamation areas, we find still species which are not allowed anymore to be planted because they're either non-native or not native to that area. And so regulation now stipulates that companies have to use native species in order to reclaim these areas. So that's when aspen became more the prevalent species, because it is one of our faster growing species and more flexible species to grow on all kinds of different sites.
What's next for you?
Well, I'm only in my fourth year of the chair. There's another 2 years to go. So we'll finish up the projects we had proposed in there, which still deals with seedling establishment and the establishment of sites. Time will tell, but I think probably in the next 5 or 10 years, we will start following these sites and see what the long-term effects of our treatments are, what's the performance of our trees, how is the understory development in these sites, and are we putting the sites onto particular trajectories, and can we predict where those sites are going to go into the future?
Thank you very much, Simon.
Thank you.